Good afternoon, this is Dan O'Brien and his temporarily silent sequestered family with your top third ag marketing closing grain comments for Wednesday, not tax day, April 15th, 2020. Markets finished in the red across the board today. We were able to see a bounce off the lows in Chicago and Kansas City wheat, but soybeans and corn, Minneapolis wheat all finished within a couple of cents of earlier lows. Let's first take a look at corn. May finished down 6¾ cents at 319¼. That's a new contract low close, just about a penny and three quarters above the new contract low put in at 317½. Weighing on corn today, news obviously out of the ethanol and crude oil markets. Ethanol production came in at 570,000 barrels per day. That's down from last week's 672,000, about 15% lower. And that number is 44% lower than the same time last year. So the demand destruction continues there. Crude oil also lower today, took out March 30th's 18-year low of $19.27 a barrel by 7 cents a barrel, traded as low as $19.20, and then has since rallied back up to just about $20 a barrel even, so a little bit of recovery there. Hopefully we will see if we can start to get parts of the country opened up, some type of demand recovery in the crude oil there. That agreement between Russia and OPEC to cut production, obviously not enough to offset the cut in demand occurring due to the nationwide shutdown. Funds came in short about 115,000 contracts in the corn, probably added 4,000 or 5,000 today. And without any real friendly news on the horizon here, they may not see a whole lot of impediment to continually add to this position. Remember last year, going into May, the funds got themselves short about 300,000 contracts. So that is definitely something to keep an eye on. Taking a look at the stocks out of the ethanol report, they rose, but not as much as expected. Up 378,000 barrels to 27.469 million barrels, so a little bit higher. So that may be, again, a little bit of friendly news. Taking a look at wheat, we had Chicago May finish down 8½ cents at 540¼. Kansas City May down 4¼ cents at 479½. Minneapolis May finish down 7½ at 513½. Chicago wheat found some support coming in around the 200-day moving average at 528, putting in a low today at about 529¾ before rallying back up to that 540¼ close. And in Kansas City, support came in at the 100-day moving average, which is at 470. Kansas City wheat trading to 469 before bouncing back almost a dime there to finish at 79½. Weighing on the wheat, moisture across parts of southern Russia, and also a stronger dollar this morning. It traded up a full penny over 100, putting some pressure on wheat. That weighing against the idea that there may have been some frost damage overnight in parts of the Midwest. We will have to wait and see what kind of damage was really done there. A little bit too early to tell. Those moving averages supporting wheat there late, and also the dollar did back off from earlier highs, backed off about 60 ticks from 100.06 down to 99.40. So that may have also put a little bit of a bid underneath wheat later in the day, but still closing lower. Funds long about 25,000 contracts of wheat in Chicago and a nominal long about 2,000 contracts in Kansas City. Taking a look at beans, May finished down a nickel at 842. Just about 3 cents off the earlier low of 838¾. Beans had bounced more than a dime off that low on the release of the NOPA crush numbers, came in a lot stronger than expected. 181.4 million bushels there versus expectations of 175.1 and 166.3 last month. Gave some good support to the meal there, had a nice bounce. Good bounce in the beans, but in the last 45 minutes, the beans sold off to finish within a few cents of the lows. You got the funds long about 7,000 contracts of beans, long about 22,000 contracts in the meal, and short just 5,000 contracts in the oil. We will see if good demand for meal can maybe get some type of support under the soybean market. Taking a look at outside markets, again, the dollar right now up about 51 ticks at 99.40. About 60 ticks off the earlier high. Dow Jones down about 335 points. That's about 400 points off of an earlier low. And crude oil, about 90 cents off earlier lows, trading at this point at just about $20.05 a barrel. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.